These survey results were compiled by interviewing a number of Muslim individuals. Following is how the majority responded to these questions. This interview is approximately 8 minutes long.
Muhammad, I want to thank you for agreeing to participate in our survey today. Question number one, do you have any spiritual beliefs?
Yes.
And what are they?
Islam. Allah is one.
Muhammad, do you go to church?
Yes, to a mosque.
I see. And are you a mosque member?
Yes.
How long have you been a church member?
Of Islam, I was born Muslim.
I see. Why did you choose your specific religion?
Because it is the truth.
I see. Have you ever studied or read about other religions?
No need to, when Islam is the truth and the answer.
Muhammad, to you personally, what is the most important book for a person to own and read?
The Quran.
What are the main religious books of your faith?
The Quran and the Hadith.
Do you use a Bible?
No.
What translation do you use?
That's irrelevant. I don't use the Bible. I use the Quran.
Do you read other books and or newspapers?
Yes.
What types of books?
Historical.
Which newspapers would you read?
Various ones.
On average, how often do you read the newspaper or book?
As much as I can to follow current events, like world news.
I see. Well, Muhammad, can you give me a yes or no answer? Do you understand the language that the newspaper or book is written in?
Yes.
And on average, how often do you read the Bible?
The Quran? I'm not sure. I quote it in my prayers at least 5 times a day.
Do you always understand what you read in the Bible?
In the Quran? Mostly.
Why do you commit more time to reading a secular, worldly newspaper and book than the book that you claim is the most important?
That's a hard question, but a good one.
Do you feel that God is pleased with your answer?
I don't know. I hope He is. But I'm not sure.
Muhammad, are you bilingual? That means, are you able to speak more than one language?
Yes.
Which ones are you fluent in?
Hindi, English, and Arabic.
Do you read and write in those languages?
Yes.
What language do you understand the best?
English and Hindi.
I see. And Muhammad, what language is your Bible written in?
My Quran, Arabic.
What language do you read the newspaper in?
English, mostly.
If you could read the paper in the same language as your Quran, would you?
I do sometimes, but more in English or Hindi.
I see. Muhammad, to you personally, who is Jesus?
He was a prophet.
In the Bible, it speaks of having your sins forgiven. Muhammad, have your sins been forgiven?
I don't know. I hope.
So, does that mean they are or are not forgiven?
God knows best.
Do you believe in heaven or hell?
Yes.
If you died right now, where would you go?
I don't know. I hope to heaven.
By using your Bible, can you back up your answer?
By the Quran? Yes. If I die while I'm praying, maybe I'll go to heaven.
Does your religion have rules that guide your life, such as what clothes you can wear, etc.?
Yes.
In your mosque, who makes the rules?
Allah.
Are you allowed to disagree with the rules?
No.
What happens if you do disagree with the rules or choose not to follow them?
That person will be punished.
So, Muhammad, what happens to a person if they leave your religion and, say, join another one?
It's their choice, but they may be shunned and in some places executed.
You mean they could actually be executed for no longer being a Muslim?
Yes.
Is that practice a correct biblical practice, and can you give a biblical example?
According to the Quran, yes. Everyone must believe that Allah is the only God and they must die a Muslim.
I see. Well, Muhammad, do you own a snowmobile or other similar device?
No.
Why not?
No need for one.
If you could own one, would you?
No.
Is there a biblical reason for your answer?
No.
Muhammad, are you familiar with John chapter 3 and the story of Nicodemus and Jesus?
No.
What is your understanding of how a man must be born again?
I don't know.
Muhammad, do you want to see the kingdom of God?
Yes, absolutely.
What is your hope based on?
I believe in Allah and try to do good.
Is that what the Bible teaches?
I believe or hope it's what the Quran teaches.
Muhammad, have you ever told a lie?
I can't answer that question.
Why not?
Moses, there was a lady that came to him and asked him if she's going to go to heaven. So Moses asked God, and God said, yes. And Moses came back and told a lady, and she said she don't believe it. This happened 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
The 3rd time she said she doesn't believe it because she slept with her son.
Oh.
And Moses went and told God this and asked him again, are you sure she can go to heaven? And God said, no. Since she told, or that people found out, the other people are going to think that they can do this great sin too and go to heaven. But if she would have kept silent, she would have gone to heaven. Otherwise, she won't now.
Oh. So if I'm understanding you right, you're saying that if you tell me that you told a lie, that will mean that I know, you know, and God knows. So there's a good possibility you won't be going to heaven then.
In some senses, yes.
I see. Have you ever stolen anything?
I can't answer that.
Do liars and or thieves go to heaven?
No.
Are you familiar with the book of Genesis and the events that took place in the Garden of Eden?
Not really.
Well, Muhammad, how many commandments did Eve break before God put them out of the garden?
Just one.
How many sins does a person have to commit before God will not allow them into heaven?
There is no limit.
Well, Muhammad, how many good things does a person have to do in order not to go to hell?
I'm not sure. It could be only one.
Why did Jesus die on the cross?
He didn't.
What does grace and faith have to do with getting into heaven?
That's Allah's rule.
I see. Muhammad, have you received that grace?
I hope.
Well, how did you receive it?
I don't know, but I'm trying.
I see. Well, Muhammad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself if 1 were near to hell and 10 was nearer to heaven? Where would you find yourself on that scale?
I hope 10.
I see. Well, by whose standard did you rate yourself?
I hope it's 10. That's up to Allah, not me or you.
Okay, I see. Well, thank you, Muhammad, for taking the time to answer the questions today and to help us with this survey. Thank you very much.
Yep, no problem.